Thank you for choosing Amora. My name is Markiandra. How may I assist you?
Oh, yeah, a couple questions. I need to make a payment because you guys aren't automatic debiting out of my account again. So how do I do that?
You can go online to eBill to make the payment, or you can do it over the phone.
How do we do it over the phone?
What's your name?
It's under North Cape Construction, LLC. Customer number is 364639.
Okay, your name?
Is Anthony Rosina, R-O-S-Z-I-N-A.
And if you could verify the address and email on your account.
4115 North Britton, Britton Road, Union Grove, Wisconsin, 53182.
In the email.
Is anthonyncc1@gmail.com.
Okay. So you are set up for ACH auto draft still. The reason why I didn't draft in February, it looks like because you made the payment. You called in to make the payment.
Okay, so I have two accounts, and they're both on auto pay now?
Okay, one of them is not on it. The ACH is stopped. Would you like to go ahead and get that reactivated?
Yes, okay. So I've talked to Jordan over there. I don't know if you know who she is or what.
Yes.
I've talked to her three times now about this, trying to get this done. So the last time I talked to her, she was supposed to mail me the stuff to do this, and she did not.
Okay, so you're trying to update your ACH information for that account?
Correct.
Okay.
Because we had to change bank accounts because somebody tried writing a check out of that account, so we had to close it and open up a new account.
Okay, so I can get an ACH change form set up and sent over to you via email. If you want to go ahead and make that payment so it's made before the
Correct.
Before the due date, then we can go ahead and
Correct.
Do that.
Okay, so you're going to email me over the paperwork.
Correct,
Correct.
Yes, sir.
So you're going to, okay, so I can do is I can print it, and then I can, because I got to do a voided check with that, and then I can send it to the mailing address that is on that form, correct?
Yes, sir, or you can just fill it out in the email.
My computer, I can't do that on my computer. It keeps pushing me off. So can you send me it through email? I can
yes, sir, and then you
can
correct and mail it back, correct.
Okay, with a voided check, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so can you do that for me?
Okay, and then for the payment that you're wanting to make on this contract, the amount of $808.60, how will you be paying?
Checking account.
The last four.
Is 7122.
Okay.
Same as the other account.
All right, transaction approved and a copy is sent to the email on file. I'll go ahead and get this set up to be sent over and you should receive it within one business day.
Okay, so the paperwork you're going to send over within a day?
Correct, yes, sir.
Okay, now what about the payment?
Transaction approved and a copy is sent to the email on file.
Okay, so the payment has been made for that account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, next question for you. So that's all taken care of. I appreciate your help on that. So on my other account with you guys, it's like $694 or something?
Uh-huh, yes, sir.
Okay. Last month, you debited an extra $70 out of my account. Why? You did two debits. You did that, and you did $70. What was the $70 for?
This is for insurance. It looks like we have your proof of insurance for one account, but not the other. So you just need to send in the certificate.
I have, with the paperwork you guys sent back to me, I have their certificate of insurance for you with that paperwork for that account. And I've sent it to you twice now.
And you said we sent it back to you?
When I signed up for the loan, I had to give them a certificate of insurance for that account. Okay? With all of the paperwork that I got from you guys emailed over to me, I have that certificate of insurance that you guys sent back to me with the paperwork.
Okay, yes, sir. The only thing I would pretty much just do is get it sent over again just so the insurance charge can drop. Once the policy is canceled, you can call back in to see if you're eligible for a credit or a refund.
Okay. Can you send me an email with the paperwork for that, where to send that certificate to?
I can get you over to insurance for that. Also, Anthony, I see that an ACH change form was sent to you, your email in January 24th, from Amber Clockstein.
I talked to Jordan about this a couple times now.
Yes, sir. It resent back over to you that day that she took your payment on the 24th.
And I never got it.
Okay, so they sent it over twice. Then it has to be something with your email.
No. She was trying to send it to me when we were on the phone and it wasn't coming through. And then she was going to send it hard copy through the mail because for whatever reason, it wasn't coming through on my end of the email. So she was going to send me a hard copy of it through the mail.
All right, well, let me get you over to customer care because if that's the way it went, then there's no point in me sending it to your email if you're not going to receive
it. Please send it to me again, and we will check it when it gets to – we will look for it again.
Okay, well, give me one moment. Let me get you over to customer care so they can send it again. And they may be able to send you the email as well for the insurance to be sent to.
Okay, so are you – okay, let's back up. Are you sending me the paperwork for the automatic withdrawal?
No, sir. I'm going to get you over to customer care so they can send it to you again.
Okay. My payment has been made on that.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Do you have a confirmation number for me?
Whenever you're ready.
Yep. Go ahead.
310-387-9995.
Okay. Can you transfer me, please?